Political Watch with Graham Richardson. Okay, it's that time of the week where we always look forward to having a chat with Graham Richardson. And I think we've got him on the line. I wonder if is he having lunch today, and if he is having lunch, where is he having lunch today? I imagine he'll go out and have lunch in the cool of a Friday rather than go out over the weekend for the hot weather. So let's see what is happening. Is he there? Have we got him? We have. We've played the intro. Let's go to Richo. Hello, Richo. How are you?
I'm jumping out of my skin.
I just was saying, have you been out for lunch today?
No, out lunch today. This is a quiet day.
I heard someone say on the radio the other day that... What's the Chinese restaurant you go to all the time?
The Century.
That's the one.
Is the one I love.
They say that's one of the best places in town. Is that right?
Oh, it is. It is a great restaurant. It's distinct from a good restaurant, mate. It's fabulous.
Okay. All right. Let's talk all things politics. I was going to say, what are you going to do over the weekend? I imagine you, like me, are going to try and stay inside in the air conditioning over the weekend with these 2 days of 40-plus degrees temperatures.
Yes, I don't think you'll see me putting my nose out the front door, that's for sure.
No.
I'll be staying in. It's not often you get that. I think everyone's got to take precautions, especially if you're a bit old and frail. Sadly, I'm a bit of both of those.
Yeah, well, I'm getting old.
you have to be a bit careful.
Richard, using taxpayers' money to politically benefit a government minister is not illegal. That's what the Premier of New South Wales has declared. We call it pork barrelling. So she's come out and basically said it's not illegal. Yes, it happened and it will happen again. I dare say, Graham, it happens on both sides of politics, and it has happened for a long time, and it will continue to happen for a long time. But do you think... Well, is that right? Am I right in saying that? And secondly, Graham, what do you think the public think of pork barrelling, though?
Well, I mean, it's been going on for years and it doesn't seem to affect any party, so the public don't appear to worry about it too much. When it gets a bit of publicity, they'll say, isn't that terrible? But I think they expect of politicians not much, and they figure that's what they get. So I think the public expect them to be... nobody at times, and just allow it to happen because they know that the other side will do it. There's no getting away from it, and they're right.
Is there a right way and a wrong way to do it, though?
Well, I think that you can't be too blatant with it, and in any event, you have to recognise that needs are there, irrespective of who people vote for. And those needs ought to be satisfied. So, as much as you can afford. So, I think most governments respect the public enough to make sure that while they're doing their pork barrelling, they're not too blatant.
Graham, Gladys Berejiklian has done many good things, particularly in reference to the COVID and also the bushfires last year. So she's got a lot of points on the board, but she's starting to let herself down, isn't she? I mean, this story this week about she broke her own rules with this COVID-19 self-isolating rules. I know the media have blown it all up. They really have, all over the place. But gee whiz, you can't do too many things like this because, of course, we had, the ICAC debacle, and that has done her no good whatsoever. We've had the council grants, with things being shredded. We've now got the COVID-19 self-isolating rules being broken. How many of these mistakes, fumbles, can she make and still stay in the role?
Not too many more. I think her own mob would be looking at her very carefully at the moment. And I'd be very surprised if at the time of the next election she was still Premier. I think that they won't dump her in circumstances that make it look like they're dumping her.
Right.
But they'll have to move on it, and they will. So I'd be staggered if she was the leader at the next election.
Look into your crystal ball. Tell me who you think will replace her as the leader then.
Well, if intelligence is winning, it will be Perrottet.
Right.
If factional politics wins, it'll be Constance.
Okay.
I think when the crunch comes, though, Perrottet is so far and away the best candidate, the better candidate, that it will be hard to see how they don't put him up. It'll be a great question to see if intelligence wins over for factions. We'll see what happens.
This week, New South Wales politicians pulled an all-nighter to pass this energy bill. Everyone was on side. You've got both parties. The only ones against were One Nation and the Shooters. Is this an unusual thing to see, where you've got Labor, Liberal and the Greens all on the one side of politics?
Incredibly unusual. It really is. I can't think of too many examples when that's happened. So, it's a very important bill too. So the fact that it got through so overwhelmingly is pretty encouraging.
Can I ask you, what's the longest sitting that you've gone through in federal politics? Can you beat the 30 hours?
No, I can't beat 30. We had, I'm just trying to work it out. The best one that I did would have been, I was just going to say 32. I just added it up.
Right.
I think I did a 32-hour once. They're rare events, but these things do happen.
So what do you do in the 32 hours? How do you stay awake? Do you get the opportunity to duck out?
If you've got any brains, you have the odd doze on your couch.
Right.
That's what I did.
Right.
I think most of them were doing that because it just gets to a silly point where your body is not built for it. And I think if you try and fight, I think, sleep's so important. If you try and fight that, I think you're mad. So I used to just drop on the couch and sleep for half an hour when I could. That got me through.
News has just broken today. This story was reported at 1:45 this afternoon that China has put tariffs of up to 200% on Australian wines. Basically, this means that they don't want us to sell our wines in China.
No, it's the Chinese are showing their disappointment at what our Prime Minister had to say. But if Australians don't stand up for human rights, I don't know who will. And if that means we suffer a penalty, I'm not going to criticise Morrison over it. I don't think if I was Morrison, I'd make a habit of it. But to occasionally make the point is probably something that a civilised nation has to do.
Very true. A four-year inquiry led by Justice Paul Brereton for the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force found that Australian Special Forces soldiers allegedly committed 39 murders in Afghanistan, and 19 serving or former soldiers will face possible prosecution and the stripping of their medals. I see today Defence has begun sending show cause notices to members of the elite Special Forces Regiment that was subject to the Afghanistan War Crimes Inquiry, paving the way for them to be kicked out of the military, Richard.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about this, because all I know is, like every Australian, we have the utmost respect for our men in arms, and I'm certainly one of the people in that category. We've had a reputation as fierce fighters, but as fair ones, now for a century, and to look at this is really scary. So. I just hope that we haven't done this. I'm trying to pretend that it's not happening, because it is a stain on our national reputation that we could well do without.
It is, but if it comes to bear that it is what happened, it's bad, bad, bad. But, I mean, the people that perpetrated these crimes, as they are, they should be punished and stripped of all medals or rewards they've been given, and, possibly, serve time in jail because of it.
Well, I think if you've murdered people, then you do go to jail. Doesn't matter whether you're wearing a uniform or not. The question is, how do you determine under fire what's a murder and what's not? It's not as simple as it is if someone shoots someone in the street in a suburb of Newcastle today, you can work out it's murder. But It's not that simple with a war zone.
No, it's not.
I don't know how you sort that out.
Well,
I'm glad I don't have to.
You and me both, but callers to the radio station when we've been talking about this during the week have basically said, some have said, look, war is war and you don't know what goes on in war until you've actually been on the front line and fought war yourself. And I've been very lucky in my life, Richard. I haven't had to do that, so I would agree with them. You just don't know what war is like until you be there, until you're there.
No. As was once written, I've been both a hero and a coward, and the difference between them is paper thin. Because when that moment comes to run or charge, you don't know what will happen until it happens to you.
I've been lucky enough to know a couple of guys in the SAS and commandos, and they're young blokes that served in Afghanistan and Iran, and they're back in Newcastle and they're, you know, doing businesses and running successful businesses. And I had a bit to do with one particular guy, I won't mention any names, but some of the stories he would tell you, and he was on the front line, and he was blown out of one of these Humvees once and was injured. And the courage that these men have is just unbelievable, Graham. It really is. I mean, they put their life on the line for their country, but they also put the life on their line for their buddies that are with them at the time in this fight.
Oh, of course they do. I've never had to face it, but gee, I admire these people. I think the courage they show on a daily basis is just so remarkable. But occasionally, someone goes over the top, and it's just something that I find very hard to judge. I would not want to be on a jury or anything about on something like this, because it just seems to me that unless you're there at the moment, you wouldn't know whether it was right or wrong.
Yeah, very true. Donald Trump has today said that he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for Democratic President-elect Joe Biden. I think this vote is on the 14th of December. There's no way that the Electoral College is not going to vote for Joe Biden. I mean, Trump got 232, Biden over 300. And so far, Biden's got, 80,000 or 80 million, one of the two, more votes than Donald Trump has got. So how much damage do you think this has done Donald Trump if he intends to stand again in 2024? Or do you think that the people that support Donald Trump are one-eyed and they just won't even think about this?
Well, a lot of them are one-eyed and don't consider voting for anyone else. But it's never the case that all of your voters are in that category. So the reality is he will lose support over this. And whether he really is the candidate next time is another matter entirely. But Because I think he's at his day. We're either a Republican Party. I think I'd be looking for someone else.
Yeah.
Not as if Biden is the strongest candidate in the world. But I think if Trump were to run again, well, you're carrying all the same old sores that you were the last time.
You sure
they won't have healed.
And he's certainly not a gracious loser, is he?
No, he's not, is he? he's a miserable bugger. I think it's very sad the way he carries on. It's not something you'd want your kids to be doing at a football game.
No, it's not. No, it's completely embarrassing. I think it's even got to the stage, well, evidence of that is in the last 4 or 5 days, people that have followed him on Twitter, they're losing Twitter numbers, or he's losing Twitter numbers in, 20s and 30,000. So people, I think, that have been staunch supporters of Trump are actually probably coming around to say, look, mate, you've lost. Stick your tail between your legs, stand up, take your bat and off you go.
That's what you'd hope, but I just don't know. In America, it's a strange place, mate. It's a very strange place.
It is. All right, Richard. Thanks, mate, as always, for your time. It's nice to chat with you, and you look after yourself. Stay out of that heat, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Good on you, mate. Shall do.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Graham Richardson.